You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, we have some good news and some bad news to get things going today. And I will say that today, it's kind of amped up. There's exceptionally good news and exceptionally bad news, depending on what individual you are in each story. What would you like to start with there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start with the exceptionally bad news today?
Well, cops in Germany were tracking down a guy, 32 years old, and failed to show up to serve an 11-month prison sentence.
How do you fail to show up for a prison sentence? Shouldn't they already, like, have you?
It's like, Germany, bro.
For 11 months, though, like, you'd think that the rate of not showing up for, like, a year in prison would be fairly high, because that sucks, right?
Well, no, I would think it would be low, because it's, I mean, yeah, 11 months is a long time, but it's not 30 years.
Still.
I mean, I feel like 11 months I could do pretty easy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last 11 sure. days
in prison. I would just get swole as hell. I'd just be in there doing push-ups.
No, you wouldn't.
Pull-ups. I'd come out looking just like Terry Crews, man.
Yeah, just like that. Well, so the cops showed up at his place. He took off running, and he ran and jumped off a balcony.
Okay.
But, you know, kind of in a rush because police were chasing him, so he didn't really look where he was.
Was this a high balcony? Did he die?
No. Nothing like that. Somehow almost worse. He landed directly on a wasp's nest.
Oh, okay.
And the wasps continued stinging him while he ran into the street. But here's where things get good. Cops tried to arrest him, and they all started to get stung.
Oh, no.
And so he was able to slip away.
Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
Wait,
they're ripping my flesh off!
Is this gentleman, is this Macaulay Culkin and My Girl? Is that who this guy is?
Does he have glasses?
Kind of, because the bees followed him and kept attacking.
Oh, no.
And so his only choice was to jump into a nearby pool, and that's where the cops closed in on him, and they ended up taking him to jail. Now he's facing additional charges for fleeing from the cops.
Dummy.
Can you charge somebody for, like, assault on the police if they're getting stung by bees?
I mean, if he's the one who's caused the swarm.
Yeah.
I mean, by proxy, that's the reason that they got stung. Yeah, I'm going to throw that at you.
Yeah.
Also, just show up for your thing. If they're going to let you, like, check into prison, you're probably going to do, like, what, half the time?
Oh, maybe.
A quarter of the time?
Probably 3 months.
Yeah. You get what you deserve. Now you got to spend, hopefully, a decade in there, you dummy.
Well, some good news today as well, like I said. Pretty good news. Chase Bank is forgiving all outstanding debt owed by customers on two Canadian credit cards as it exits the country's market. So customers using the Amazon.ca rewards card and the Marriott Rewards Premier Visa were pleasantly surprised to find the balance on their credit cards had been wiped clean.
Why?
That's crazy.
Because they're leaving the market entirely. So JP Morgan Chase and company announced in March of last year that it was closing its two Visa cards and leaving the Canadian credit card market after 13 years. It confirmed on Thursday that it was forgiving all debt outstanding owed by customers on the two Canadian credit cards. And, like, one guy had like $23,000 outstanding that just gone.
Well, I'm sure he's going to learn an important lesson there, right?
Yes. Always keep as much outstanding debt on your credit cards as possible because someone will come in and save the day. Yay, Canada.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I just feel like I'm sort of like kind of, I don't know, just jaded about that story. Like, the reason they're leaving Canada isn't because they're feeling good and they want to give this money to the people. It's just because they can't rip them off as much.
Yeah, they just don't make enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we make so little money off of these cards.
We rip everyone else off so much more effectively that even though we're ripping you off, it's not quite as good of a ripoff.
So we're going to just pay, you know, who knows how many.
We've ripped off so many other people. We have so much. We don't even know what to do with it. So we'll just pay it off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Good day.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
So I'm making the drive to work today, and wouldn't behold my eyes that I see a man in those oh-so-wonderful bro-dozers, and the suspension on his left side has totally snapped. So his car is leaning at a severe right angle off to the side of the road, and I can't tell you, for whatever reason, it brings so much joy because it looks so hilarious. Oh, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day.
Message deleted.
You're awful. Yeah, just delighting in somebody else's misery. Look, everyone kind of gets annoyed from time to time by the giant brodozers if you don't have a giant brodozer, right?
I feel like it's an unpopular opinion, but I feel like there's a lot of people out there who look at brodozers and they have dozer envy.
Oh, you think that's what's going on?
I think there's a little bit, they're a little bit intimidated.
The reason why you say that.
I don't need that. He's got tiny junk.
Envious of the D.
Is when you put your... He's got a tiny dozer. So the reason why Mahoney is saying this, and he is for the first time ever standing up for brodozers, is because he got a huge truck last time his car was in the shop. He loved it so much. The only reason he didn't buy it on the spot is, well, twofold. One, it wouldn't fit in his garage. Two, his wife wouldn't let him.
It fit in my garage, Dave.
It barely fit in your garage. One inch.
On each side. Come on. Which I'm like, I'm going to sneeze and drive this thing through the house.
Through your house. Right through the master bedroom.
There is something that is very liberating when driving a truck that big. You don't have to put the nuts on it. You don't got to put truck nuts on it.
If you have truck nuts on it or you're rolling coal, that's annoying.
You're a douchebag. Right. But if you just got a big truck, I get the appeal of it. I do. You're right. And I'm not going to lie. My wife said I could not have one. And I appreciate her input into everything, but I may get a smaller one.
I see.
In the future.
Uh-huh. Today?
Not to. I'm waiting for the new models to come out.
Right.
New
models.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So with school coming back, I was just wondering, did anything ever embarrassing happen to you guys while you were at school? You know, something that just really stuck with you. I remember one time at the urinal, some guy came up behind me and he pantsed me. I was just wondering if anything like that ever happened to you before. Thanks. Bye.
Message deleted.
I feel like if you're going to get pants anywhere, the urinal's the place to be pants.
Yeah, totally.
Right? You're already halfway out.
I mean, or in some cases, all the way down. Did you ever walk into the bathroom in elementary school and there's the kid like with his pants all the way down around his...
Who taught you that?
You're like, hey, man. Hey.
Come on, bro.
It was a different time. Things were different. Things were simpler.
Simpler? Things were weirder.
Hey, man. Just like
your pants all the way down.
Little kid ass everywhere. Come on, man.
Let them live their life. How they want.
Pull your pants up. I always felt like it was a duty of mine to be like, hey, you're doing it wrong, man. Because if you keep doing that until you're like 37, like, you have some weird encounters.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, guys, what are your top three favorite condiments? And then follow-up question, what is, with that question, the number one worst, grossest condiment?
Message deleted.
People that use things like sauerkraut as a condiment are monsters.
That would have been my worst.
Yeah.
Mayo is also disgusting.
No, it's not. Mayo
is nasty.
Mayo is great.
We just got into mayo.
Top three condiments for me, mustard, mustard, and mustard. Always mustard on everything. I'll dip my fries in mustard. And if it's Dijon mustard, even better.
Number one condiment, pepper. Pepper is...
Is that a condiment?
Pepper
is a spice, man.
Pepper is a condiment.
It's not a condiment. It's a spice.
Pepper is a condiment.
It's
a spice. Number two condiment... Cheese.
That is also not a condiment.
What are you talking about?
It's called cheese.
What?
It's a condiment.
It's not a condiment.
Really? No way, dude.
I dip my fries in it. I dip my burger in it. I dip my nuggets in it. I dip all sorts of...
That's not what he's talking about. All right, so wrong and wrong, and what's your third one?
No. What do you mean wrong?
No.
Salt.
Also,
no,
wrong.
God.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's all you need. Salt, pepper, cheese. Makes everything better. Maybe ketchup, distant fourth. How is pepper any different than mustard?
Everything.
Yeah, wait,
literally everything is different about it.
No.
One is
what about cheese?
A condiment. Cheese is not a condiment.
Cheese is a condiment.
Is lettuce a condiment?
Lettuce is nasty.
I didn't ask that.
Yes. Rabbit food.
That's not what I asked. You're the dumbest person that's ever.
Lettuce is for bitch mammals.
Bitch, man. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
You can't just call a bunch of mammals bitches because you don't like lettuce.
I just did.
And it doesn't prove
rabbits,
your point.
Cows.
Still an idiot.
You.
What?
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Do you feel like we need a new iPhone in our lives right now? Because
I feel like the X
time.
I feel like it's been a couple years. If we don't see like a new one like every 2 or 3 years.
Has it been that long since I guess
we're
it
going
has.
We're going like since the iPhone X, you know, and the way I judge is those middle tier ones are the garbage updates. If there's not an aesthetic update to it, then I'm not.
Like for you, people have to know you got the new phone by looking at it.
Yeah, because it's all about vanity.
It's a vanity thing.
It's a dumb monkey brain thing in me that goes, I need the vanity affirmation for the 1 week it's cool.
So Apple is going to, they think, unveil the new iPhone this September, so next month. They're saying that there's going to be some pretty great additions, but reportedly the biggest thing is the cameras, which seems like that's what they always say. Like, this camera is going to... And every time that I see somebody taking a photo at a concert or whatever with an Android, it looks 1,000 times better than my iPhone. Always.
Like, man, you see Android photos, you're like, damn, that looks good.
Beautiful and cinematic and yeah. But they're saying that the new one's going to be rolling out, and if you want to buy it, it's going to cost you about $1,100.
That's what the last one cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember because they've moved to... We're in like a post getting subsidized by your phone company... phone world, and I bought the last iPhone, what was it, 2+ years ago, and it was $1,100.
All right, so hang on. So things are about to go off the rails here in the studio. No. My apologies, because the entire Chet Buchanan crew just walked in. You want to share your side of the story over here as well?
Hold
on a second. No. Chet Buchanan Show, they're a radio show here in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you for clarifying, because I don't know if anybody knows.
Okay, KLUC.
They're brand new to town.
You might have heard of them.
So we just all went to Chicago together, sans Chet, for Morning Show Boot Camp, which is something
which
that we
we've
do
done like
every
for the last
year.
6 years.
And normally when we go out there, we'll all have like group dinners with different people, but at some point, the people from Las Vegas will all get together drunkenly and decide that we're all going to go to dinner together, which is what happened on the last night that we were there. And Kayla decided that she was going to be the hero.
Hammered.
So here's what happened. I was drinking heavily throughout the day, and then...
You were the only one.
Yeah, clearly.
We weren't all 38 Manhattans deep.
We were all drunk. We just weren't Kayla drunk.
Yes. So
Manhattans.
We had...
It was so
classy. Classy.
So when we went to dinner, I got like a salmon and like a salad and some veggies. And like I was drinking water when we first started dinner because I was like, I was again hammered drunk. And so I'm not thinking about it. I finally have a glass. My friend Nacho joins us. And then I see the check come. I, by the way, do not realize that someone ordered a 9,000 pound lobster.
That's my homie.
And y'all were ordering like bottles of wine, all this stuff. And so I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, it's probably a couple $100. Like, we're cool. So I look
really?
At the
what dinner. Have you?
Yeah,
really
I know. I'm looking at it, going 2 bottles of wine, a tomahawk steak, the lobster. I'm like, this is $1,000. This is $1,000.
When do you ever go to a dinner like that at a place like that?
Again,
and it's a couple hundred bucks
with her parents in Venice, Florida.
It's true. No, again, I had no idea that all of this was being ordered. Again, very drunk, not realizing the table was just smothered in food and drink. And
there was a 10-pound lobster on the in the center of the table that we all passed around.
She didn't see it.
I really didn't.
Again, 38 Manhattans deep. Yeah.
And so roughly.
Miscalculation. Whoops.
Roughly. And so the check came, and I saw you guys deciding. I'm like, I'm gonna be that girl right now. And so I handed my my credit card over to the server, like behind my friend's back, and said, "Here, take my credit card." He goes, "Do you want to know how much it is?" I go, "No, it's cool. Here, it's fine."
Okay. So
Dave and I were. We already decided we were going to split it,
and we had our cards out waiting for him. Uh-huh. And then I see him bring you the thing, and instantly we're like, no. And he's like, it's already done.
Well, we were like, reverse the charge. Then you threw a giant, you threw a fit. Like, no, it's done. I'm paying for this. Screw you guys. It's over. And Dave and I go, well, that's the dumbest thing we've ever seen happen.
You guys were going to do it.
It was very generous.
We were going to split it.
Yeah.
But she's got that sweet California closets endorsement money coming.
That's what
she's
feeling.
She's feeling herself.
Actually,
a little
bit. I forgot about that. I wanted that. That's right.
Cover your ears.
Dustin, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. You big fan of alternative music?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's a pretty simple game for you. These are all popular alternative songs that you've heard probably hundreds, if not thousands of times over the years.
But you never heard this way before.
No, these are done in a special way. Mm-hmm. They are all cover songs that people have taken their own artistic interpretation with, and it's your job to tell us the name of the artist and the song. If you can do just the artist or just the song, it's a half point. Artist and song gets you a full point. Out of the three that we play, you need a total of 2 points, and you can get it however you want, but if you do that, you win today, okay?
All right.
All right. Each song is 30 seconds in length that will play for you. So go ahead and just let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Here is song number one, and cover your ears. Wow. That was categorically awful. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I know it's System of a Down. I'm just going to say Wake Up is the name of the song.
Yeah, it's close, but only a half point there, so it's Chop Suey is the name of the song.
Chop Suey. I forgot what song they were playing.
Without that one breakdown, there's
no idea.
I have no, I was like, what is this?
Is this just so bad?
I wish I was at that live show.
My phone.
I thought it was our whole radio station. Dustin, can you imagine being that person doing that and then going, hell yeah, I'm going to upload this.
Or I'm going to do this in front of a group of people.
Yes.
That was amazing. Filmed. That was filmed in a garage in Mexico, by the way.
Garage in Mexico. Yes. Amazing. All right.
All right. Half point.
You got a half point. All right. Here we go on to song number two. Someone like you and all you know. All right, that's 30 seconds. Not terrible.
Somebody.
Kings of Leon, what?
You somebody?
There it is. Yeah, full point.
I mean, that I really liked how gruff she got down in there.
Yeah, I like how
really
she sounded
had like a visceral growl.
That is a tough song to sing because it really soars, right? Yeah. Like when Kings of Leon does it. I actually saw a guy do that karaoke one time, and he crushed it in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
He was still wearing his uniform. He's like one of the airport guys that directs planes.
Oh, no way.
So he still had his airport vest on, and he gets up there. I'm like, God, this guy's gonna suck. And he slayed it, man. It was fantastic.
Was he doing the little
yes,
come this way, yeah, move over there?
Because that would have been a performance.
All right, Dustin. 1.5 points. You only need to get a half point in order to get the win here on this third and final one. Best of luck. That's how I sound in my car when all of a sudden the music goes off because someone calls and I'm singing along. All right, Dustin.
I know it's Foo Fighters. Learning to walk again. I don't know.
It's close. So close. Yeah.
You're so close.
All you needed was a half point. You got Foo Fighters. Good. You win, man. Well done.
We're so sorry.
Kind of tricky because Learn to Fly Again, that song's actually just called Walk, but good enough, man. You nailed it. Well done today. Thank you for playing Cover Your Ears.
Thank you.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So camera set up at the house caught a woman making a bold break-in. Police say she's not the typical thief, though. Say that she got into the house. Her name is Johnny Buchanan, Chet Buchanan's mother. Broke into the house, made herself a ham sandwich on her way out.
Hell yeah.
She had to appear in court on Thursday, accused of breaking into the house and helping herself to a snack. The heist happened about 10 a.m. on Thursday. Home surveillance video shows the intruder scurrying around the apartment after getting in through the back door. She went straight for the fridge. Investigators say that she threw the victim's dog a piece of raw chicken. Not cool. It was cooked chicken.
Yep.
I get it. Distract the dog. Make him think that you're friendly. But raw chicken, Could be bad. Burglar then scrambled a bit before she took off. Victims say they saw everything on the security cameras, but by the time they got home, the woman was obviously gone. Authorities tracked down Buchanan on Wednesday, charged her with burglary and petty theft. The judge says that Buchanan will have to stay in jail until she posts bond.
My defense, if I was her lawyer, would be you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Just trying to get a Snickers cameo, yeah.
Also, dog, man, how you gonna be bought off by a piece of raw chicken?
Raw chicken.
What are you doing?
Come on, man.
But, I mean, when you're hungry, sometimes, you know, I mean, I feel like I do the dumbest things in my life when I'm just like hangry, when I'm hungry and angry.
Yep.
And I'm angry because I'm hungry. And so I can understand the, you know, did she take anything else besides the ham sandwich?
Just says the ham sandwich.
Just the sandwich.
Just the sandwich. A Gainesville man gets arrested in an attempted car robbery. Deputies arrest a man in the gas station early Saturday after they say he tried to rob a man of his money and car. Chad Shanks, 20, approached the man and pulled a gun.
Wait, Chad Shanks?
Your name is Chad Shanks. Yeah, you have a knife, man.
Of course a guy named Chad would get this wrong.
Of course. The man told Shanks he didn't carry a wallet. Shanks stepped in front of him and sat in the front seat of the car. Shanks then asked him for the keys to the car, but the man said he didn't have the keys. That's when Shanks took out a handgun and said, I'm going to need your car. And the man ran inside the store and asked for help, at which point Shanks also ran off. Deputies arrested Shanks, charging him with attempted robbery and armed burglary.
Or is Chad playing 4D chess? Then we're over here playing checkers. Because the best place, if you're going to shank somebody, is in prison.
Oh, he's trying to get put in Chad, you wily son of a bitch.
Yes.
So an unnamed 62-year-old woman tried a method in an attempt to reduce certain parts of her, let's just say, lady issues, okay? And so she decided that she was going to do some steaming of that certain lady part.
What?
Which I guess a traditional Chinese doctor had supposedly recommended.
Do not take medical tips from, you know, like if it's an ancient remedy. From any, like China, Brazil, America,
doesn't
Canada,
matter. Anywhere.
Estonia, maybe Australia, but everywhere else, don't listen.
Here's the method. Take a pan of boiling water mixed with herbal medicine and put this pan at the rim of your toilet bowl and then sit there for roughly 20 minutes.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty awful what happened to her. It's also pretty awful the way that they wanted her to fix it, but we just aren't going to talk about that on the radio.
Like, how about, like, man, just you play the hand you were dealt. Or maybe just go to the mall and talk to one of those guys with a balled up t-shirt who's like, look, I could steam this thing flat in just seconds.
Do you want to hear the best part of this story?
What's that?
Do you know how this...
How is there a best part of
this
story?
Do you know how this method became popular?
How?
It got endorsed on a website by a celebrity in 2015. Any guesses who that celebrity might be?
Probably the douchiest self-help guru there out there.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Of course, Gwyneth Paltrow would recommend putting a pot of boiling hot water next to your giblets. Like, no, man. Like, I'm trying to think of, is there a guy out there? Like, who do men look up to as far as, like, celebrities? Like, if Ron Swanson was a real man and he said, you know what you could do? If you put your boys over a
spit open fire.
Over an open fire, it'll make them youthful again. No, man.
Stop it.
Just stop. Gwyneth Paltrow, you are the worst. You and your $200 shakes, forgetting you're wearing Iron Man. You suck.
So a Alabama man was driving drunk and he failed to hit his brakes in South Carolina and apparently crashed directly into a brake store. Whoops. So the guy, who is a 21-year-old, was arrested early Saturday morning at a Brakes for Less in Greenville. He hit another car, then lost control of his own vehicle and crashed directly into the business, damaging several more cars inside. Do they keep cars inside at Brakes for Less like
it's a shop?
No, I mean, I know it's a shop, but it makes it sound like he crashed into the showroom. Like it's a dealership.
It's an auto part. It's like a Meineke.
No, I know that you, like, if you crashed into the shop part, but the way that the story was written, it made it sound like he crashed into the showroom.
Okay.
And damaged a couple of cars in the process that were inside. I don't know, man. Maybe
I feel like this is just, maybe he's just not a very good, his comprehension when it comes to reading. Maybe he missed the four. Maybe he just read Break Less.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Man, this, you're right. This is so free.
Oh. I love criminals. So dumb.
Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. This is the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
These reviews are all real, and they are from all across the country. This first one is a Cafe Rio in Scottsdale, Arizona. 4 out of 5 stars.
Good rating.
Yeah, well reviewed. Jose S., 5 out of 5 stars. This Cafe Rio location is quick, clean, and excellent quality. Can be very busy during lunchtime, so I would just suggest going a little bit early so you don't have to wait.
Seems like a real solid review right there.
Carl R., 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. The food is good here. You can never forget that Chipotle is never like that, even though it's close by.
Oh, okay. Wow. Shots fired right there.
Carl, yeah.
Damn.
And then Karen W., 1 out of 5 stars. Usually love Cafe Rio, but this location sucks. I ordered a salad to go, and they told me it'd be ready in 15 minutes. I showed up 17 minutes later, I timed it, and my salad was not ready. The employee, I think his name was Rob, he was terrible too, told me they had to shred the lettuce I had requested. How about you learn to do your jobs, everyone? I'll be back. Never.
Seriously?
You timed it?
She timed it.
You showed up 17 minutes later when they said 15 minutes and you were upset about that? I mean, that's pretty close.
You just want them to throw a whole head of lettuce in a bag and let you go at it? Karen, like, I was expecting something really poor to have happened.
That's actually pretty good customer service.
Yeah, it's like, so here's fresh lettuce.
And a perfectly reasonable explanation from Rob. Next one is Death Valley National Park. 5 out of 5 stars.
Beautiful place, yeah.
Of course.
Olivia J., 5 out of 5 stars. From the name of this place, I had no interest in coming here 10 years ago, and I regret that. This is now one of my favorite places to visit.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Colette H., I've been over to over 80 national parks, and this one by far is my favorite one.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's a... Colette likes to get around.
Karen D., and I believe this is our first Karen D.
Yep.
Don't waste your time. Most deserts have at least some color to them. Not here. There isn't even a little bit of color anywhere except for near the entrance. I paid $20 for nothing but nasty rock and salt. You can find the exact same thing in other places, and they generally do it better. I was especially happy to walk out. Wish I would have spent my money on something else worthwhile.
The $5 to get into a national park was too much for you, Karen D.
Really?
I mean, other places do what better? It's a national park. Yeah. It's just nature.
In the middle other deserts of the, do it better.
Yeah, like they didn't, we didn't craft this and build it. It was just there.
Nature,
we're
man.
We're preserving it. And it's also in the middle of the desert, and there are lots of colors in the desert. They're just not green, Karen.
Cody's Original House in Palm Harbor, Florida.
What kind of restaurant is this in?
It sounds kind of like a casual dining bar type place, right?
Like a bar restaurant.
Bar restaurant, yeah.
Something simple.
Cody's.
Courtney O. said 5 out of 5 stars at her favorite place for Sunday dinner. We usually get the $4, $10, $98 Sunday specials, which comes with the endless salad, rolls, and cinnamon bun, green beans, and one side with dessert.
Ooh, sounds like David quite
B.,
the deal.
4 out of 5 stars. Been here 3 times in the last year. No problems. Always sit at the bar. They have bar specials. Had a barbecue pork sandwich. It was only $2.97 plus it filled me up. Woo. Wife got the shrimps covered in cheese in an escargot plate. Very good and cheesy.
$2.97 for a barbecue sandwich that filled you up?
That is pretty good.
Cody's is, man, value for your buck.
Karen Z. doesn't think so.
Okay.
1 out of 5 stars. First of all, I have a college degree.
God, you are such an awful ass clown.
I went to Cody's in Palm Harbor, maybe had 4 or 5 drinks, and yeah, I accidentally spilled my last one. I ordered dinner, and after I ate, the manager came over and said I was not allowed to have another drink. No idea why. I'm not allowed to spend my money at Cody's, I guess. The manager is probably 22 years old, and he needs to go F himself. I'd like to see his degree. Stay away.
Oh. Damn. Aaron.
How, you know it's going to be a sanctimonious jerk.
When they start with, first off, I have a college
degree.
Like, that validates you in any way. You can buy those online for $500 these days.
I went to the University of the Bahamas and graduated with my PhD.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
And last but not least, a Burger King in Cleveland, Ohio. 4 out of 5 stars. Pretty strong for a Burger King, right?
For a Burger King in Cleveland.
Jeffrey W. said 4 out of 5 stars. The standout is a super friendly staff here.
Okay.
Restaurant is also impeccably clean. I very much appreciate it.
That does sound like that's a pretty solid review.
Yeah. Neil E., 5 out of 5 stars. Stopped by this BK for lunch. Sandwich is made fresh and hot to order. Well executed for sure.
Nice.
Seems like they got their stuff together there in Cleveland.
You'd think so. Until Karen B. rolls up. 1 out of 5 stars. I haven't been to a Burger King McDonald's in over a year, but I was starving today and thought, why not give BK another chance? I could use a fish sandwich. I pulled up to the drive-thru. BK, welcome. What can I get for you? Me, I'll take a fish sandwich. BK, a what? Me, fish sandwich. BK, what size? Just a sandwich. BK, nothing. Me, just the sandwich. Dead silence. Not even anything on the screen. I screamed at the screen and asked, how much? Took the Lord's name in vain. Backed up and got out of the drive-thru. I will never eat at BK again as long as I live.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's like she's blaming the King of Burgers for her using the Lord's name in vain.
They forced me to do it.
Well, white rage, how dare you not know that I just wanted the fish sandwich.
Just the sandwich!
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So if you've been hanging out down on the strip and you thought, you know what this needs? More strollers. Well, good news.
I've never thought that.
Oh, no?
No, nothing. Don't say. No.
Main
say.
Street strollers open on the strip in June and is the brainchild of a couple of guys. One guy and his wife. The company delivers its products free of charge to the resort or hotel that the customer is staying at, as well as vacation homes within a 15-mile radius of McCarran. Although longer trips do include a delivery fee, but it's not the only one in Las Vegas that rents strollers or wagons, but it does provide the cushiest product line, including a Keens stroller wagon, which basically, think of like a Red Flyer, but sort of one of the, have you ever seen like the cloth ones that people will sometimes use at like grocery stores and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That are made of like the fabric that like a tent would be made out of.
Yeah, the people who have more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah, those.
You usually buy that stuff, yeah.
These also have an overhead canopy to protect the kids during the summer sun. I think this is actually a pretty cool idea, not just for Las Vegas, but also, you know, I've got two little kids.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, really anywhere, if you don't want to bring your stroller with you on vacation, because they deliver it to you. Like, that's the big thing, right? Because otherwise you're taking a stroller, you're bringing it through the airport.
It's a pain in the ass.
Well, airlines do as good of a job as they can making that as easy as possible, but it's still a pain, and you're loading it into Ubers and everything else, you know, whenever you get to the location of where you're going. So the fact that they deliver them is kind of cool. But the cost to rent one of these, $65 for up to 3 days. The most affordable option is the single stroller, which can be rented for $40. And when you think about, you know, $65 for 3 days, that's about the price of a rental car in most parts of the country.
Yeah.
It's like 20, right. 20 bucks a day to rent a car in some spots if you get like the super cheap option, right?
I don't know if I want to use a used stroller, though, because how well has that thing been cleaned? Because you know your kids.
Yeah, no.
And you're fine with their dirt and their matter, you know?
Their matter.
You know, but somebody
else. Are you talking about the fecal sort of matter?
I'm talking about their poop.
There's poop. Okay. There's poop everywhere.
But somebody else's. You're going to really need to, like, spray that thing down, right?
Yeah, I'm not that worried about that. I mean, because everything else is also kind of gross out in public, so
is
whatever.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. You ever been on an airplane?
Yeah, I don't touch anything. Yeah,
exactly.
You've
it's
just
gross.
Accepted the poop, Dave. Okay.
But I don't, I'm also not paying $65 a day for the luxury of touching other poop. I was thinking of a good idea though, because I don't know how. I mean, is this going to catch on? Because like when you're coming to Las Vegas, you know, I know like what 15 years ago they were really trying to make this a family town, like, oh, bring all the kids, and then they realized, okay, you know, we're gonna focus on conventions and businesses and more, make this more adult, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
right, that
type
was
of campaign.
After that whole thing with, you know, creating all these resorts that were cool for kids too, you know, the Aladdin and they had the Excalibur and all that stuff was the big push to bring families here, and then I was like, well, let's change. But then you think about things like, you know, the Raiders coming to town and the Golden Knights and the, you know, that stuff.
So you're going to bring your kids. You live in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And you're going to bring your kids to Las Vegas to go watch the Packers play the Raiders?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, you're going to bring...
Yeah, that sounds great, actually.
No, you're not. No,
yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, sounds
no,
wonderful.
My idea, though, adult strollers. This is where the money is. Yeah. Like for your drunk ass friends, I would pay $65 so I can push. If one of my friends is basically passed out and I need to get his ass, you know, from Mandalay Bay
instead
up to MGM,
whole, like, arm over the shoulder while holding it with both your hands.
Yeah.
Just toss him in the stroller. It's got sun cover, so if you pass out at a day club, we got you there too, buddy.
See, that I would invest in.
Hawaiian Airlines is going to launch nonstop from Vegas to Maui flights, which is pretty cool, right?
I didn't realize that we didn't have those going on right now.
Well, there's Vegas to
Honolulu?
To the Big Island, yeah. But to Maui direct is pretty great. Hawaiian is offering a $199 one-way fare through Wednesday, and they can also, people that are, you know, fans of Hawaiian Airlines that use it a lot, can fetch 10% off when booking flights between Vegas and Maui for the promotional period. 10% off there. So Southwest Airlines has recently started doing the California to Hawaii, and then Hawaii from Vegas, also a possibility.
Yeah, I thought Vegas we were gonna get from McCarran to Hawaii.
Yep.
With Southwest directly, just because there's so much traffic there to here and here to there.
Yeah, I mean, it's called the Ninth Island, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're saying that it's a possibility in the future, but Hawaiian Airlines kind of beating them to the punch on this one, and going direct from Vegas to Maui
for $199
cool.
One way.
Pretty good.
Like, I can't fly to Houston that cheap.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'd much rather go to Hawaii than Houston.
Hawaiian Airlines already offers the Vegas to Honolulu about three times a day, so okay. I mean, pretty regular, but the fact that there's another option. So if you are going to Maui, you don't have to do like the puddle jumper, especially if you have like, you know, a family or traveling with a lot of luggage or whatever it is. Really cuts down on the hassle of it, so it's pretty cool.
I like it.
Freed's Bakery planning to open another shop in Summerlin. Are you a fan of Freed's?
Yeah, I love them. The one on Eastern is the one I usually go to.
Yeah, they're saying that they're opening another one, and the 60-year-old company who has, you know, been on Vegas Cakes and on the Food Network and has
best of Las Vegas for a billion years.
Yeah, great reputation here in Las Vegas. They're now going to be opening one in Summerlin as well. So the flagship on Eastern Avenue has been a mainstay, but the fact they're opening one on the other side of town, big news for people that live on the west side.
If you're in Summerlin, you're not driving. There's no way you're driving. Eastern and St.
You're like,
Rose.
Look, I like your desserts. They're tasty, but unless I have to go visit my grandma on Henderson, there's no way I'm swinging all the way across town just for dessert.
Well, good on them. Like hearing the local smaller businesses expanding and doing well.
The HyperX Esports Arena at Luxor is already no more. So Black Ridge Acquisition Group shareholders on Friday announced that the company combined itself with WPT Enterprises, changed the name of the company to Allied Esports Entertainment, has become publicly traded. Terms of the deal not disclosed, but they are going to be changing the name. It's going to be the Simon and Allied Esports, plan to develop esports experiences. So the actual esports arena is not going anywhere, but the name, the HyperX Esports Arena, is going to be changing because some corporate nonsense.
Given me a bazillion dollars, and there's no chance I could have told you the corporate name of that other than it's the Esports Arena at the Luxor.
At the Luxor?
Yeah. Maybe they should just call it that, the Esports Arena at the Luxor.
Just make it simple.
Has a clever. That has a bit of a ring to it because it sort of tells you
what it is.
What it is and
what
where
it
is. Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, you just totally... I'm so disappointed. The creators of Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop Us All, have changed the name of the event to Alien Stock. So now, instead of storming Area 51 and a bunch of people getting mowed down...
It's going to get canceled.
It's going to get canceled because they're trying to turn it into some dumb festival.
Well, no, Woodstock got canceled.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you naming it after a festival that just got blown up in New York?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go.
Hold on. Is this really a thing? Steve joining us this morning, the adult stroller is already exists?
Yeah, they're called wheelchairs.
Not the same. Not the same.
Come on. Yes, they are.
They even electric ones. They're called Rascals.
I want a bottle and something to suck on.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm a pretty clean guy and everything, but I have these framed photos in my bathroom that I always forget to dust. It's probably been about 6 months, and the dust on these photo frames was so thick, it blew my mind.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, dusting is something that I never remember to do. When's the last time either of you dusted?
Yes.
Never. I've never
you've
dusted.
You never dusted.
Never dusted
yesterday.
In my life.
And yesterday I dusted.
Wow.
I gotta get my house clean, man.
Yeah, so do
I. Presentable.
It's very like even like at a, you know, because here's what I hate doing. I hate having to do chores. I never liked doing chores as a kid. As an adult, funny that didn't carry over. That I like doing chores with my free time.
You didn't develop a taste for doing chores?
No,
strange.
No, I did not. So I would rather spend money and help employ small businesses. And
why do you always say
wait,
that?
Really?
You're outsourcing your work, and that's fine. But like, stop acting like you're.
I'm supporting small businesses, Dave.
Okay.
Stop that's galloping the, in like you're some savior of the local economy.
I am the oil that's keeping that engine running, Dave.
On behalf of the community, thank you so much.
But it's more reasonable really. Than you would think. Like, for would I rather...
How much are you paying for these people?
We pay for our entire house. We pay about $100 a month.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. You can ask my wife. You can text my wife right now.
Well, first off, you and I both know that she's busy, so she won't get back to me in time. And, you know, then I'll forget about it.
Okay.
It's $100
yeah.
for the month.
Yeah.
And that
they come once a month.
That includes the tip.
Yeah. That's a $20 tip on top of that. They're there
$20?
For
$80 bucks and they clean your whole house?
They're there for 2 hours.
They don't do a good enough
for
job.
2 hours?
We keep our house pretty clean.
No, you don't.
Dude, I do it for
house.
50.
Pigsty. I do it for 30.
When you have an apartment. So our friend John Manley, who lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
He's got an apartment. He does the same thing, but it's even cheaper there because he's only got a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
You know, like, if somebody...
I'm not mad at people for paying for a maid, but, like, just stop acting like you're saving the day with your $80 a month.
I've also recommended them to many friends.
Okay.
And I'm giving them a plug on the radio right now.
You didn't even plug them, man. Please don't.
Hi. I'd like to know what your death row last meal would be, like, full details.
Message deleted.
Something that's going to cause a giant mess.
I want you to remember me.
Yeah, like, I
want
to go.
And then they just call in Mahoney's cleaning crew for $80 and you're erased from Earth forever. Dang it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so what I want to know is, what are you guys' opinion of David Spade? You think he's genuinely funny, or is he just kind of riding on the back of Adam Sandler? Has he been doing that his entire career? I don't know.
Message
no,
deleted.
He hasn't been
Adam
doing
Sandler.
That.
It's Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Right on the back
I
of
mean,
Adam Sandler.
He's friends with Adam Sandler now.
Well, they just do like those dumb buddy movies that no one really cares about. They're just kind of funny, but people will watch them.
He's not my speed. I liked him on Just Shoot Me. If you remember that show from NBC a bazillion years ago.
Yeah, when he's cast as a little
swarmy goober.
Yeah, well, he just acts like a wanker to everyone. That's perfect for him because that's who he is.
But I'm not going to pay to go see that stand-up.
If you ever forgot about David Spade and just how insufferable he probably is in real life. Mm-hmm. I don't know David Spade at all. Do you know David?
I hear he slays, though.
With like, the ladies?
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
When
he's
you're
famous.
Rich and famous, it's easy.
Yeah,
of
but
course
it's David Spade. I liked him on Weekend Update.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he was bad on Weekend Update.
I enjoyed him. He's no Norm, but still.
Norm was the best, followed by Dennis Miller. And then Tina Fey and Amy. That's
the guys that do it now are pretty funny.
Colin Jost and
Michael Che.
Michael Che. Yeah. I like Michael Che.
Yeah. But anyway, so David Spade, just to give you an idea of how insufferable he is, he got tased by his personal assistant.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. Everyone forgets about that. But at some point, his personal assistant got so fed up with David Spade's crap that he snuck a taser in and he straight up blasted David Spade. And if you could imagine David Spade getting tased and his hair popping up like it does at the end of Tommy Boy.
I'd pay to see that.
Oh my God, that'd be great. Put that on pay-per-view. I'll watch that.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
It's a pretty boss move. So Whitney Cummings is a comedian, and there was somebody that was trying to extort her on social media. I guess she posted something where it looked like she was in the shower, I guess.
Bathtub.
Yeah, it was a bathtub? All right. So, and she was like talking into the camera, and it was just like an Instagram story. And it just barely caught like a little bit of her boob. And this is several weeks or even a month or so ago that this happened. And somebody took a screenshot of her when she was in the bathtub that showed her nipple, just very briefly, but they screenshotted it in that moment.
A private message on there as well. It's hard to determine because I feel like this would have been out long before this if it was like a Facebook Live. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so. Either way, somebody tried to extort her and sent her a message like how much to not release this photo, and it had it cropped out but circled the part with her boob.
Yeah.
And she put up there, in April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed my nipple. Once I realized, I deleted it, but a couple of people took screen grabs and are trying to get money from me. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money not to post the photo. And she said, some of y'all have greatly overestimated, one, how famous I am, and two, how much I give a damn about y'all seeing my nipple. So here it is. And she just posted it on Twitter.
Yep.
Boom.
Good for her.
She followed that up a little bit later with, now I'm getting threatened with, quote, we have access to your iCloud. I'll be honest, I stand by most of my nudes. Frankly, I'm way more embarrassed by all the inspirational quotes that I've screen grabbed. And then, so it started trending on Twitter, like, I stand with Whitney.
Yeah, okay.
And people started posting
other embarrassing things.
Oh, like, what is that guy's name?
Bert Kreischer.
Oh, God.
So he posted a photo of, like, I stand with Whitney, and he's like, here's my nuts after I went down a water slide, and there's like this big blister on one of us. You're like, oh, God.
Chris D'Elia or whatever that guy's name. You know who I'm talking about. He posted some really bad ones in there, but other people are just doing it as well. It's just, you are such a sleazeball. If you are going to get access to these celebrities' private stuff, and then you're going to try to extort them, like, I want you to be in jail for a long time. The guy who
also,
got
is it shocking anymore, like the whole nude thing? Does it? I don't even think it ruins careers. I think it almost helps careers.
Depends
on who you are and what it looks like, I guess. It did help Screech's career, I suppose.
No, well, that wasn't even him.
I know, but him lying about
it. Faked a porno video, which is the dumbest thing in the world. But, you know, it's just there's something disgusting about violating somebody's private moments. You know, like, it's not even so much the nudes or things of that nature. That's gross. But, like, if you get access to my phone, I'm not worried about any photo of me on my phone. I'm more worried about my correspondence, like private moments between my wife and I, or even you and I, or whoever.
Yeah, we share tasteful nudes amongst each other, and it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Put me into the messages. Come on, dudes.
Sorry,
we don't trust you.
We don't trust you.
You're gonna extort us for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna run to HR. I know he's not.
There's too many skeletons, man. Yeah,
mutual assured destruction.
Go ahead, drop the bomb. See what happens.
Yeah, once you start giving us the ammo, then we know that you can. Then we will bring you in.
So Oprah Winfrey and Jon Bon Jovi have something in common. They secretly built a couple of entire communities after Hurricane Katrina in Houston and Louisiana. So this is, you know, 14 years ago. But people are all mad at Oprah.
Why?
Because the communities have kind of gone to crap. And they're saying it's on her to upkeep the community, whereas Jon Bon Jovi's communities are quite lovely still.
How is it on, if she built these communities, then let people move into them, and now they're in charge of... Like, that's on
them. It's like all the people that got a free car from Oprah 7 years later being like, well, now it needs its oil change.
The brakes
are out. Now you have to rotate the tires. Like, yeah, that's just part of the business, man.
There was some stuff like if somebody built a school and then there's like something bad happens 20 years later and a school's named after them or something. Mm-hmm. And then they go after them there. It's like, do you think that she had that kind of pool there? No, she built it. Did a good thing and moved on, because that's what traditionally happens in there. And yeah, cool. I'm glad Jon Bon Jovi's are doing well. Maybe he just had better people who were living there.
So Alex Rodriguez, this dope, had $500,000 worth of stuff in a rental car while he was in a San Francisco Giants and Philadelphia Phillies game. He had rented an SUV. It got broken into just a few blocks from the park. So it wasn't even in like secured parking. It was just out on the street.
Half a million dollars.
Well,
what was in there?
Happened about 10 p.m. Thieves made out with $500 worth of electronics and jewelry. He was at the stadium nearly the entire day because, of course, he was. They said they were making a high priority case to try to collect as much evidence as possible. San Francisco PD said jewelry, a laptop, a camera, electronic equipment, and the entire SFPD burglary unit is in on the investigation trying to get some sort of leads right now.
What are you doing rolling around with a half million? I mean, because like the laptop, the cameras, all that, that's, you know, what, maybe $20,000 at most. What are you doing rolling around with $400,000 plus in jewelry with you, man? That, like, you're not going
to... Because it's A-Rod, man. Like, this guy, like, he's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. I'm sure he's a sweet guy, and I'm sure J-Lo thinks he's a great lay, but, I mean, he is just... Sharp as a box of marbles.
Well, the thing about J-Lo and why I feel like the A-Rod relationship is so fitting, because she has a long history of dating just the worst guys ever, and I think A-Rod is just another chapter in that long book.
Yeah.
I like J-Lo, but she has her biggest weakness is she likes douchebags. A-Rod, I've heard from people who've worked with him, nightmare.
Total douche.
Just total nightmare to work with. And here's the thing. They've done reports in San Francisco of like how bad like the car theft is. Like the news reporters are out there doing like a side shot, you know, like standing in front of a police station talking about how bad like the crime is of people breaking into cars. That the news van was robbed in front of a police station while they were doing a live shot. Keep your
Have you ever seen when the people run up and try to rob the news crews while they're doing a live shot? And they're just like, hey, stop it. And they're filming them while they run off with the cameras. So you're like,
who's going to sell that to?
What, right? Like, who wants a used video camera from 1974 that a local news crew is using? Come on, man. And finally, in Pop Trash, we have reached peak stupidity when it comes to celebrity boxing. You know, three-time Major League Baseball All-Star and World Series champ Lenny Dykstra, who's now 56 years old and his life
bad choices,
totally gone off the rails. Yeah. You know, like, his house got foreclosed on, which that's not the problem. He was in there ripping stuff out of the house that he no longer owned to try to auction it to fuel his drug habit.
Just sad.
He's a mess. You know who he's going to be boxing in the new celebrity fight promotion?
Who's that?
Bagel guy.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
How is that guy even still a thing 3 weeks later?
I know, right? But he was the guy that caused that huge scene in the bagel shop. And got his butt pretty well for it.
Can they both lose?
Somehow I think they are, Mahoney.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the fight, but in life.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So at some point in our lives, and probably currently, all of us pretend to like certain things just to make other people happy. Maybe it's a boss, maybe it's a significant other, maybe it's your family. How many of us are doing that right this very moment?
How many things are you lying about on your online dating profile that you like doing?
I mean, just the old cliche of I love long walks on the beach. What dude really loves long walks on the beach? You stinking liars.
I like it's a damn shame that you can't be like, I like hanging out at home, not doing a whole lot, spending time with my significant other and,
getting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's better she doesn't mind that I haven't showered in 3 days.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why can't we be honest with ourselves?
Cindy on Facebook said karate movies. He told me his hero was Jackie Chan, and I agreed. And I've spent way too many hours watching movies I don't care about.
My wife, with the Marvel movies, I have made her watch every single modern Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. And the only one she likes are Guardians of the Galaxy. The rest she cannot stand.
What about video games? Juliana said, I pretended to like PlayStation games and became a pro at Tiger Woods Golf. It's really the only game that I can play, though, post-Nintendo.
That was a step too far. My wife would not go. Love me some video games, but there is zero chance ever in the history of our relationship that she would ever sit down and play a video game with me.
DJ joining us this morning. What's up?
Yeah, I actually had the opposite problem. I had to pretend not to like something for a relationship.
What was that?
Go on.
So in high school, I dated a girl who we'd been friends for a long time. And before we started dating, I was at my house in the middle of watching Goldfinger, the James Bond movie.
Nice.
And she called me crying because her then boyfriend, she found out, was a big James Bond fan. And she was crying, and she said, "You don't like James Bond, right? That's not something you like, because he's a womanizer." You know?
And you and just like, so thirsty to,
like James Bond.
Yeah, you so thirsty to hook up. How could I ever like James Bond? Such a misogynist.
Of course not. What am I, a heathen? No, I'm a fine, respectable man. And so for 4 years, I had to pretend to not
like James Bond. Wow. But when you guys finally broke up, did you just go like on a James Bond marathon, just binge every movie?
It was around the time that Borders was closing here in town, and I went and I bought every single movie on Blu-ray.
So did you miss the prime, like, Pierce Brosnan years?
So, no. It wasn't that long ago.
So you missed the Daniel Craig years.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
You're good.
Don't worry,
bro.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Not Pierce Brosnan.
It was a bummer. And to be fair, Casino Royale is, like, my favorite movie now. So I don't know if it's related, but like I didn't see that one in theaters because I had to, you know, keep up the facade. But now it's my favorite James Bond.
We're so stupid just the way that we act, especially when it comes to chicks. Thank you for the call.
Remember when they cast Denise Richards as a nuclear physicist? Yes.
That was when you're like, this is the jumping the shark moment.
This is the last Bond with Pierce Brosnan. We gotta call it a day on this.
We have hit the peak, and now we've hit the bottom. Ricky, what's up?
So I dated this guy a while ago, and he was in love with Mariah Carey, and that was one thing I could not stand. I was like, dream lover next. I could not do it. All those high notes, everything. I was like, I freaking hate it, man. It was hell for a few months. But
were you like, this is a little too gay for me?
That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, girl, this next. I cannot with Mariah Carey.
Well, let me ask you this, though. What about her Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas?
No. I don't know her. I'm all. She's something else. Yeah, it was a little too gay. I mean, I'm gay as they come, but that was just a little too gay.
A little too gay. Thanks for the call, Ricky. We appreciate you, man.
You're welcome.
See you later.
I love it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I couldn't be with somebody who didn't like Christmas music.
Yeah. What about somebody that just hated Christmas in general?
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
Just for Mahoney.
Like, how damaged are they?
Right. Like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
All right, more of your calls and posts coming up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you pretend to like? Probably for a significant other, but maybe it's for family, maybe it's for work. Mahoney, you might relate to this one. Real Housewives on Bravo just to make her happy. Did that start out as her idea and then you really got into it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I was always a fan of Atlanta. Like I said, I love me some NeNe Leakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that... It the other ones became a part of, you know, our relationship as it went on.
Yeah.
But I can deal with it now, which I feel like if you can find something you can maybe you pretend to like and then you start to like, that's a win for everybody.
Yeah.
Because then you can at least do something together that you you both enjoy or sort of enjoy.
Kind of. I used to act like I loved going out with my friend Doug to drink, but would always end up in a fight. All of my friends saw that. They would end up where, you know, he lost his leg in an accident. Unfortunately, he would just take his, what? He'd just take his leg off. Talk to people, say they were afraid to beat up a cripple. So I guess Doug was a one-legged man. Okay. Needless to say, we stopped going out with Doug after a few times of him getting beat up and us having to come to his aid.
They weren't afraid to fight a one-legged man.
They were not.
I mean, if you pull your leg off and you start swinging around like a bat and you get your ass kicked, that's on you, man.
That's on you, man. You can't bust that thing off.
Yeah, nope. Nope. It's like hitting a guy with glasses. Remember that? Can't hit a guy with glasses. Bull crap. If he's going to try to hit me, I'm going to punch him square in his dumb glasses. That's his own fault for not taking them off.
Heather said, I pretended to like the fact that he's polyamorous all of a sudden after 11 years into our relationship. I could no longer pretend, so now we are just great friends.
What, he loves Breaking Benjamin?
No. He loves sleeping with other people, and you pretended to love that for 11 years?
Wow. Or was it after 11 years he became that way?
She said, I pretended to like the fact that he's polyamorous all of a sudden after 11 years into our relationship.
Yeah.
Oh. So he became polyamorous 11 years into the relationship.
That just means he's just afraid to break up with you.
But the fact that you even pretended for a short while, be like, great idea, babe. You should absolutely sleep with everyone that you can.
Uh-huh.
Love it. How free of you.
Yeah, I don't think you just discovered that 11 years in. Yeah, probably not.
Samantha said cartoons. So many of my friends that are in their late 20s, early 30s are still super invested in things like Family Guy, Rick and Morty, anime. I just don't get it. I'd rather watch more intelligent shows without all the stupid humor or the needless gore that most adult cartoons feature.
Do you have, I mean, you and your wife have a couple shows that you watch together, but are you generally on the same page when it comes to television viewing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like we both like dramas probably more than other programs.
Yeah.
Some comedies, depending on what it is. Really looking forward to The Righteous Gemstones that's coming out.
That's got
to
be the best thing on TV.
Like Danny McBride, anything he does, we're both totally on board with.
And John Goodman.
Yeah, I mean, John Goodman.
Walton
even,
Goggins and Adam Devine.
Adam Devine, all of it, yeah.
Like, Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals, I think, two of the best comedies of the last decade.
Yeah.
Hands down. Those shows, amazing. I'm with you, Danny McBride. My wife doesn't like movies. Like, so for her, we can watch 10 episodes of...
Your wife
Frasier.
Doesn't like movies at all?
She does not like watching any movies.
Do you know what I'm glad that my wife doesn't like doing is rewatching things? Because I really don't like rewatching old episodes of really anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I never go back and rewatch Friends or Seinfeld or whatever. Like, if there's an episode on and I happen to catch it and I haven't seen it before, totally cool with that. But I don't like rewatching movies or shows or any of that stuff.
So
I'm glad my wife isn't into that. That's just one of the many reasons you and I couldn't be together, Mahoney.
Well, it's a love that will be forbidden forever.
And when you put it like that, Joy said, I pretended to like/enjoy sushi and sashimi for years to make my ex-boyfriend happy. Just swallow, take it.
What?
Yeah, that works.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, God bless you for that. Like, eating food, like, that's a step too far. Almost.
I mean, most people that I know that, like, that don't like sushi, that give it a real shot, end up coming around on it because you can get so much different stuff that doesn't even really taste like sushi. It's just sort of like shrimp tempura and rice just in a roll. So, all right, more of your calls and posts on the way, 702-791-1075 if you want to call us.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Wow, did not expect this one. So what do you pretend to enjoy doing just to make other people happy, even though you probably don't genuinely enjoy doing it? Mike said, I pretend to like sex with my wife.
Oh.
Still pretending, but she's stiff as a board. I thought she'd change after years and watching adult films, but it's always the same. Just tired of it, but of course I'm still going to do it.
Mike, you put that on? Did he put that on Facebook?
No.
He put that
text. He gave his name.
Yeah, I know. Like, why put your name on it, Mike?
Relax, dude.
Like, I mean, like, we appreciate you sharing.
Totally.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Keep it to yourself, man.
Whew. Mike.
Oof.
Your wife bamboozled you, Dave.
How so?
You don't remember?
What?
With the music?
Oh, with country music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Country music. Not a fan at all. Never been a fan of country music. And, you know, like when we first started dating, it's all like, oh, God, I love all this alternative music. And to her credit, she still does like alternative music. But every time I get in the car, she's listening to some country music that I just can't. I'm just like, God, enough of this. And now she wants to go to all these concerts. I'm like, you know what? That sounds great for you and your girlfriends to go do.
But pro tip, after you went to a bunch of country concerts, if you were a single guy,
oh my God,
that would be the place to go.
It just, it's nothing. I went to, when we lived down in Houston, I went to a Dixie Chicks concert.
Yeah.
And it was just nothing but like pent up 34-year-old blonde single moms. And at one point, I went to the bathroom with my daughter, who's really young at the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I swear that I could have gotten laid three times going to the bathroom. I'm like, my wife's right over there. No, it's not like that. But yeah, bring a baby to a country concert and it's, or a puppy, and it's all over. It's all over. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The things you learn.
Paul said I faked it once. Either of you guys ever faked it?
I mean, like if you're like really drunk.
Yeah.
You know, and things aren't going to happen. But even then, like, I feel like if you're in a relationship, it's just like,
let's just go to sleep.
Yeah, never
like,
in a relationship.
Like, we're not even going to get this started because we know that, you know, I'm drunk.
Yes, of course.
You've hacked our. Tiffany said, anime, my boyfriend is all about it. I pretend to be interested. Oh, and the video game Crossout, my boyfriend loves it and asks my opinion in car builds and stuff and do not give a damn.
Good on that guy for loving anime and video games and landing himself a girlfriend.
Brooke, I dated the guy and had to pretend to enjoy the adult relations with him for 2 years. It was a waste of time.
Oh,
man, you guys are too honest.
Fired.
Could you imagine, though, like if you were to read that about yourself, would you just be like, no, they did.
Yeah, no,
they
you, did. Liked, you liked it. You liked
they're,
it.
They're just, they just don't like me as a person. They're lashing out.
Sarah said, for my job, I have to pretend to like people. Hardest thing I have ever had to do. Tim said, I have to golf to network, and so have to play golf. Hate it.
I mean, we hate golf.
I mean, that's just because we're really bad.
But we love, like, we love going out. Yeah. But like I'm bad. I don't like doing things I'm bad at.
Yeah.
I like going and drinking and camaraderie and the networking and all that.
All that great stuff. Yeah.
When I first got to my job in San Diego, when I first got hired down there, mm-hmm. my boss was like, "Do you like cigars?" Of course I do.
And hated, like, cigars, probably, huh?
Never smoked one.
Oh, really?
And wow. So,
oh, boy.
And then now, you know, it's like we would go have a meeting every, like, Friday after the show and eventually just got hooked on them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I love cigars.
Now you love them, yeah.
Those are, I like the, how when, like, you fake it till you make it, kind of.
That, I think that's the story for beer with everyone.
Oh, God, nobody likes
beer at first.
Even
beer
even
like the lightest, most easy drinking beer there is. It tastes terrible. But you just pretend to like it because every other dude likes beer.
I feel like that was 25 years ago. Now I feel like there's just so many beers that even taste like candy or...
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like, just these...
There was no even Blue Moon when we were coming
none
up,
of that.
You know?
But same thing with like bourbon and scotch and that sort of... Like, first time I drank scotch, I'm like, this is the nastiest thing.
Awful. Like, why would anyone drink this? Now I'm like, yeah, I need it.
But then you're around other guys and you're like, and then you eventually, like, burn off all your taste buds. And now you're like, oh, now it's... I could taste the peatiness in this particular scotch. And it's wild.
Lattice said she keeps wanting to listen to this radio show when we're together instead of listening to the podcast. So annoying, like beer for breakfast, really. Ugh.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we have one final one that we have to share with you. Like, things that you pretend to like just to make other people happy, even though you don't really like them.
This may be the coup de grace.
This is the ultimate. Because I can't even believe that it's a real thing.
Like, there's one in here. I've been faking my marriage. I pretend to, you know, there's all sorts
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everyone fakes that stuff.
But this one may be the most shocking.
Jenny said, oh, my God, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. And I'm not sure I even want to reveal it because, you guys, I do not like dogs.
Oh, my God, Jenny.
I'll play with them. I'll talk to them all cute and pretend so people don't find me weird. So I can date more people. But in reality, I cannot freaking stand to be around dogs. Even hearing them breathe annoys me. Don't hate me.
Jenny, we hate you.
I hope you get bit by a dog today.
We've been looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
So this is pretty simple. Ian goes out and he talks to a bunch of people in a seedy part of town. And he asks them whether or not they have an active warrant out for their arrest. Laramie is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Your job is try to figure out who's got the warrant. Simple enough?
All right, simple.
Have you ever had an active warrant yourself?
No.
Ever been arrested?
Nope.
Wow, okay. So this game may
never
be tough
been handcuffed.
For you. We'll take that as a yes. Ian, where were you, my friend, when you in a particularly dicey part of town? Like, just give us an overview of, like, the sort of the surroundings where you're talking to these folks.
Dilapidated buildings, you know, people living under underpasses.
Got it.
My usual
normal
places.
Stuff.
You guys make me feel so bad.
Because you have to find someone who's got an active warrant out for their arrest. It's not that easy.
Easier said than done. Believe me with this bit.
All right. So here we go, Laramie. This is, again, how it works. I'm going to play you each one of these individual stories. So there's three stories, one from a guy named Gary, one from a guy named Adam, and then a third from a dude who didn't want to give his name, okay?
A chick, actually.
Oh, a chick who didn't want to give
anonymous chick,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So there's three individuals. You are going to listen to their stories, and then you have one crack at figuring out who's got the warrant, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. First up is Gary.
What's your name, man?
Gary.
Couple of questions. How old are you? What are you doing out here? And then have you ever been arrested before?
I'm 54 and I'm homeless and I'm just walking the streets and yes, I've been arrested before.
You don't have to get too into detail, but what have you been arrested for in the past?
Oh, crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't even imagine. Jaywalking over a container. I mean...
All right. So they may know you by name out here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you ever done time?
Yes.
Okay. No, I won't get into that.
All right. So... He's been arrested, he's done time, and he's been arrested multiple times.
But most of them seem like pretty...
pretty low-key things.
Pedestrian-style
right?
things.
Yes.
Jaywalking in open containers.
Definitely pedestrian with the jaywalking, yes. All right, so Laramie, what's your first impression there? Does Gary sound like the sort of guy that could have a warrant out actively right now?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Definitive.
Bold. All right, here we go on to Adam, number two.
What's your name, man?
My name is Adam.
Adam, I see you are on the street here playing some guitar.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Single? Married? Kids?
I'm 19 years old. I work in community theater, and I'm single.
And ready to mingle?
Sure.
Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
No, I have not.
None whatsoever? No, like, curfew or any cops coming up and asking you to stop playing guitar?
No, not really.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Laramie, what do you think?
None.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And
yeah, I mean, he's a street musician. We got to take him at his word. We got to take Adam at his word.
Adam, the 19-year-old.
All right. Here's the third and final one, the young lady.
I've met a friend who does not want to give her name, correct?
Yes.
So what do you do for a living? A single? Married?
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
And I'm a gardener.
You're a gardener?
Yes.
What's your favorite herb? Okay, all right, anyways. Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law before?
Yes.
How many times have you been arrested?
Three times.
Three times. If you don't mind me asking, what was probably the worst charge?
In Elko, Nevada.
Ooh.
A what?
In Elko, Nevada.
That's where she caught her worst charge.
That's where she caught her worst charge. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Laramie, you've got three. You've got Gary, you've got Adam, and you've got the anonymous individual.
Gardner.
Who are you most certain does not have a warrant?
The guitar player, Adam, does not have a warrant.
Let's see if you are correct with Adam.
Well, here's the ultimate question then. Currently, do you have an active warrant out for your arrest?
God, I hope not.
All right, so you're correct.
Very nice.
Maybe Adam does not have a warrant out for his arrest.
Very nice.
Now it's between Gary, the first guy who was walking around the streets, said he was homeless. You know, he got arrested before, he's done time before. And then you have the anonymous girl. Who else do you think does not have the warrant?
The homeless guy.
You're going with Gary.
Okay.
Are we going to give Gary a listen?
Yep, here we go.
Now, here's the ultimate question that we want, though. Currently, do you have any active warrants out for your arrest?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't think so.
That is close enough. That means you did, Larry.
Very nice.
You played Who's Got the Warrant with such a level of confidence. Let's listen to the answer from the anonymous young lady who does have a warrant out for her arrest.
Here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Yes, I do.
We found the warrant.
It wasn't my fault, though.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, I was speeding, and I didn't realize that the cops were chasing me, so they were like, what's it called?
Evading?
Yeah.
And jinx.
Yeah, they gave me, and I didn't want to go back to Elko. Elko was a shithole.
So you fled?
Yes.
And now you have an active warrant out in Elko?
Yes.
Wow, okay. I'm going to call the cops right now.
Congratulations to you, Laramie. You nailed it today.
Awesome.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So they put out a list of the most overworked cities in the United States. And if you live in Washington, D.C., Houston, or Atlanta, it might be time to take a little vacation. Those three cities, followed by Seattle and Chicago, are the most overworked in the United States.
I believe that D.C. is absolutely the most overworked city in America.
I mean,
cost of living, just like the commute, everything that goes into it. It's a, you know, you're always on there.
It's funny that you said the commute, because I think that has a big factor in this, right?
All those cities have awful commutes.
Because Houston and Atlanta are just atrocious as well.
The worst.
For those cities that are looking to catch a break, San Diego, Sacramento, and Omaha, those cities are the least work intensive. Researchers came, which makes sense, right? Because you've worked in San Diego.
I have.
Las Vegas actually does pretty well for the 12th least work city.
Yeah.
And you really have always wanted to work in Omaha. So all this makes sense. Yeah.
Me and Warren Buffett, you know, we're like bros. I just want to retire to Omaha and eat the same steakhouse for the rest of my life.
Kind of the cities that have the best and healthiest work-life balance are San Diego, Portland, San Francisco, Minneapolis, and New York, believe it or not.
Interesting. I mean, all lots of things to do there in your personal life. You know, San Diego doesn't shock me because, you know, just the life down in like Ocean Beach or Pacific Beach, it's about leisure. You don't know if somebody's homeless or a billionaire.
Yep.
That is the interesting thing about San Diego. You know, there's a lot of lists that they put out and you go, how did they get to this? This one seems very accurate to me.
Olive Garden is offering a lifetime pasta pass.
I don't believe it.
But only for 50 diners.
When you're here, you're family.
Why even put this out? Like, if you're going to give it to 50 people, like, who cares?
Because they want people to talk about Olive Garden, which, hey, Olive Garden, We love your breadsticks. Just talk about breadsticks.
Olive Garden sucks.
Don't.
If you think you're going to bait us into sitting here talking about how awesome Olive Garden is, no, it's not. It's like the worst Italian restaurant out of them all.
How dare you, Dave?
It's just, it's not good. I'm sorry.
You are not family when you're here. You are excommunicado.
No, I'm the drunkle. I'm the one that you have to invite, but no one really wants
there. They're going to cut you off the sangrias and the margaritas. Also, who orders a margarita when you go to Olive Garden?
What are you doing?
You are a monster.
The sangria, I get. Like, the sangria fits, but a margarita at Olive Garden, you're like, you know what I need? Some Alfredo and a margarita right now. Ugh.
I mean, I'll eat the hell out of that Alfredo sauce.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dude, I like literally there's nothing that like makes me happier than the breadsticks from Olive Garden.
I see. I think they're oversalted.
I think they're perfectly salted.
Really?
I like it when they throw even more salt on, then you dip them in that Alfredo sauce and my life is just at peak at that moment.
They're saying that the banana is one step closer to disappearing. There is a fungus that is wreaking havoc on banana plantations in the Eastern Hemisphere. And despite years of preventative efforts, they're saying that bananas are dwindling right now.
What, did the banana sit on a toilet seat at a bus stop or something?
Yeah, that's how it got the fungus. Uh-huh. Sure.
Uh-huh. I mean, could you imagine living in a world without bananas?
Yeah. I mean, I like bananas, but... I mean, like, if any individual fruit just disappeared, would it really wreck your world?
I'm cool with it.
Strawberries? If strawberries...
I love strawberries every day, my little breakfast bowl thing that I make. Blueberries, too.
Blueberries could go the way of the dodo. I wouldn't care.
Blueberries disappear fine. Even apples, if they disappear. Like, how often do you eat apples?
I like an apple.
I mean, like...
A good, crisp, honey crisp apple. I like, no, it. I mean, I like an apple. I,
you don't have to describe to me how delicious... Or a pink lady. Yeah, we don't. You know, I know that you like certain kinds of apples.
I like the pink lady. Not as much as the Honeycrisp, though.
Really? Would it actually wreck your world? Like, there's a few that we can just get rid of right now. Honeydew? Nobody likes honeydew. You can get rid of honeydew right now. Cantaloupe? Cantaloupe.
Oh, how dare you.
Get out of here, you oversized hollow bitch.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why do you have so much hate in your heart,
Dave? I know.
Cantaloupe never did nothing to you.
Yes, it did, man. You don't know. Somebody threw a cantaloupe at me one time.
What about UB? What is it? UB3 or whatever? Who's the cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
You know what song I'm talking about, right? That Flip Fantasia song?
Oh.
Is that like
that was Tangerine, wasn't it?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Let's just say that there is definitely a hell and you all have to go there. Who would be like the worst person there, like the last person there that you'd want to see or run into? And what would be like the worst song that would be playing there in the background?
Message deleted.
The worst person to run into hell would be my mom.
Because you wouldn't want her to be in hell.
I wouldn't want my mom to be in hell.
Wow. That's really poetic.
That was deep, man. That's right. I agree.
Because I don't know if I hate anyone enough where it would be that awful to be around them in hell. Like,
it's already.
I'm already in hell. Like, what does it matter?
I know, right?
It already sucks. Everything sucks. It's hot. There's no air conditioning.
Summertime.
But I mean, it would definitely be that I'm blue, daddy beba, that on loop forever, right?
Michael 65.
Yeah.
Really?
Or the Barbie girl song.
Oh, actually, I don't hate
that
song.
Those are both bangers, man.
You guys suck.
Slap.
I feel like it would be some awful like country song for me. I you know, I don't even know the names of them, but it would be country, nothing but country, constantly on loop for me.
Hmm. Can you imagine if it was just like a high pitched scream forever? Like, do you get used to it? Then, like, if it ever went off, would you miss it?
I feel like if you think of hell, like torture and flames and things of that nature. No, just like working in a job with a really crappy boss. You work your ass off. It's a job you care about, but you get no recognition for.
No, yeah, the boss just takes all the credit for everything you do right and blames you for everything that goes wrong.
And you're always making just not enough money to do anything fun. That's hell.
Talking to you, Bossy Rossi.
Uh-huh.
We're in hell.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I ordered a hard taco from Taco Bell. And I ate it, and when I looked down, there was not one thing on my wrapper. No meat, no tomato, no lettuce. I finally ate a taco without anything falling out. beat that.
Message deleted.
I don't think I can, my friend. That is impressive.
That is impressive. I do that. Hard shell tacos are easy.
Still drop just, pieces of cheese out of it.
You turn it on the side. You eat it. Instead of going up and down, you turn that thing sideways.
What?
You turn it sideways. So you're looking at the taco.
No, I'm familiar with how
cheese,
I'm familiar
lettuce,
with how you turn a taco sideways.
Turn it sideways and then eat it that way.
But
and
still stuff is going to fall out.
No, the bottom's going to be fine.
No, it's not about the bottom, though. Well, like, even when you like bite the side
is there.
Of it. Even when you bite the side of it, like still like chunks, it's like a big tortilla chip, man.
I think it would be fine. I never had that problem. No, I was if you're going to say soft
slaw
taco.
I would like to put that
taco?
To a test. Ian, go get him a taco
I
right now.
I will be right back.
No lettuce on that, because lettuce on a taco is an abomination.
You have to put lettuce.
I don't eat lettuce.
Lettuce and tomatoes on there.
No.
Yes.
No,
if it's
no,
just
you know.
Meat and cheese.
That's how.
That's not okay. That's
Lord
not a real taco. You're playing small ball, son.
Oh, am
get
I?
To the majors.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you had any good weed stories from growing up. It's legal in a lot of places now, but it seems like more and more kids have crazy stories about their toke sessions, you know?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a story that I've told before, but it was my freshman year, and it kind of ties back to what we were talking about earlier. My freshman year in college, and somebody was like, hey, do you like smoking weed? And I was like, yeah, of course. Never smoked weed before. Never smoked it at all in high school. So first time, and we're in this kid's dorm room, bottom floor of the dorm, and they start passing around this joint, which I'm sure was just terrible weed. But still, to me, I took a couple of hits and I was just like, wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah.
And some,
you always get that, like the
that
first
weird
couple
ringing.
Times.
Yeah. And my buddy's like, hey man, are you all right? You look green. And I remember standing up and they had the little sink with the mirror above it in each of the dorm rooms. And I actually looked green. And that's when I realized I'm going to vomit everywhere. And luckily I made it outside, like ran around the corner and just bleh.
That's wild.
But that was, first and I believe last time that weed has ever made me throw up. But yeah, man, like, first time was not a good time.
That's not, I would say, as far as experiences go, that's not that bad.
It wrecked
though.
My street cred, man. Ruined
oh,
it.
I can imagine. Maybe,
ruined it.
But did you have any beers or anything before that you could always blame it on? You could blame it on that?
He's drinking a Zima.
So,
cred
do
already
you guys
ruined.
Have any wine coolers? No? Okay. I guess I'll have a Bud Light.
We were smoking weed
uh-huh.
in an Eagle Talon.
Hell yeah,
like
you
a
were.
1996
yeah,
Eagle Talon, the year. 1999. So this is still a pretty new
Eagle Town.
I was my junior year of college or junior year of high school.
Oh,
and
wow.
So one of my friends, he was the rich friend,
yeah.
had the sort of new car.
A sort of new Eagle Talon at the time.
Oh, God. The thing was hot.
Yeah.
Hot like fire. And we decide that we're going to go meet up with these girls and, you know, girls from another school. Things are exciting. And we're like, let's smoke some weed first. And we smoked this weed out of a paper towel holder rolled with aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah.
You're just getting the worst kind of
so
cancer.
Many extra chemicals that are totally unnecessary.
So, and we smoke out inside of his Eagle Talon, which is a small cabin to begin with. Very little backseat in there. And things are like, I've smoked a lot of weed at this point, and things are going like really wrong. I'm like, this is like, is it because we smoked it out of this thing and it's hitting so hard? Come to find out, the weed that we smoked was laced with PCP.
Super duper.
And now we are hopped up on weed and PCP going to meet girls.
In an Eagle Talon.
In an Eagle Talon. We ended up at a Taco Bell. They were there for 5 minutes and left us there alone.
Of course they did.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But then I ate a taco and didn't spill a damn drop.
Sideways.
No, you were on PCP. You don't know if you dropped any.
I think that was a taco or
Taco's
somebody's arm.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So this kid wins $3 million playing a video game. He's a 16-year-old from Pennsylvania who won the Fortnite championship. And again, $3 million at 16 years old, that's really something. Well, he was hanging out at his house doing a live stream on Twitch on Saturday night, and he was playing Fortnite again, and somebody swatted him. Now, if you're not familiar with what swatting is, that's something that traditionally happens to celebrities where people will call, act like they're all frantic, pretend like there's some sort of emergency,
an active shooter,
gunshots going down,
somebody's
whatever it is.
Somebody hostage.
And so SWAT teams and the police will race out there to save the day, and really, absolutely nothing is going on. It's just like the modern-day version of a bomb scare, like when people used to call
Except
in.
Except for worse, because they're rolling in there thinking that there are hostages, that they've either, there's been an active shooter, they've been shooting somebody in their arm. So sometimes we've seen these situations escalate to the point where the people who are getting swatted get killed.
So you know what's not funny is calling in something that may involve an active shooter in today's day and age. But there's just nothing clever, nothing funny about that.
Hostages, anything.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All of that. Like, they need to, there have been several cases, like, they really need to amp up the penalty for this. You look at, like, what they do down in Louisiana. You don't see heroin in Louisiana. You know why? Because if you go to jail in Louisiana for heroin, you're going away for life. Take these things and make it a 15 to 20 year mandatory minimum that if you are knowingly and intentionally calling in a false threat to get police officers to go to somebody's house and possibly hurt them, then that you need to be behind bars for a long time.
The cops handle this in a smart way. So the Upper Pottstown Grove Township Police got a call from somebody who was pretending to be this 16-year-old, Booga, who won the championship. And he claimed to have killed his father, shooting him multiple times, and tied up his mom in the garage. Well, the cops called the house that they knew the number that he knew actually belonged to the house, and his dad answered the phone. And then when the cops showed up, his dad came to the front door. So they're like, okay, like, false alarm. Yeah. But still, like, not funny, man. Let this kid live his life.
There was a story down in Kansas where a guy, they came to the door. He didn't know what was happening.
And they shot him?
And they shot him and killed him. But again, you got it. Like, we need laws that are reflective with the times. Like, this is something that you couldn't imagine 30 years ago.
Right.
But now it's happening more and more on a regular basis. And this kid doesn't need to be harassed because, what, he won a Fortnite tournament?
Because he's good at what he does? Yeah.
And now his life could be possibly ruined because some dumb troll on the internet is jealous.
So Nike is rolling out a subscription service for kids' sneakers. So a lot of companies, of course, have been doing the subscription thing for a while. But the latest to join is Nike, which is interesting. It's called Nike Adventure Club. Parents will have the option to order shoes for their kids aged, you know, roughly 2 to 10 years old and just keep them coming on a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly basis, costing $50, $30, or $20 per month, respectively. Kids' sneakers typically retail at around $60, so monthly subscribers will save about $10 a pair on shoes. You can alter the frequency of deliveries, pause, or your plan as you see fit, things like that. But are shoes the sort of thing, like, if it's something like toothpaste or hairspray or like shampoo or something that you just use regularly and it's pretty cheap and just benign, and like if an extra bottle shows up, it doesn't really matter. But if you're talking about shoes, I don't know, like, it seems...
Who's rolling through a pair of shoes? Even if you're growing at a fast pace,
yeah,
that seems really fast to me. And also, shoes are kind of a personal statement, like, as far as fashion goes.
Yeah.
So, also, if your parents sign you up for this, just know how spoiled you are. We got one pair of shoes a year.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you remember how important it was not to mess up your shoes? Because if you messed up your shoes, you ain't getting another pair.
And when you were a kid, you're like... Right now, you've got more, you know, like as an adult, probably for the last 20 some odd years, your foot hasn't grown.
Right.
So you've got a backlog of shoes.
Do you remember having the pair of shoes that you were like literally growing out of?
Yes. And yeah. They were too small because your feet got too big.
I remember actually running through the bottom of the sole of a couple of my pairs of shoes. Like, did that ever happen to you? Where, I mean, my family had six kids and a lot of the stuff that I got was hand-me-downs, but I distinctly remember a couple of times. That's how I'd convince my parents that I needed a new pair of shoes because I would actually, like, the sole would be wearing out of the bottom.
It was Christmas time and maybe your birthday. For me, because my birthday was right around the time school started back up.
Right,
end of July. So, you know, for me, it was like one of those two. Like, a good year would be when I got two pairs of shoes. But most of the time, it was one pair of shoes a year. So when they're talking about a subscription service, just know your parents are spoiling the crap out of you.
So there's a lot of kids out there that I guess have to get glasses a lot earlier because they're staring at screens all day, every day. And how do you combat that? I mean, even as adults, like, you stare at screens all day.
We do.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
So how many screens do you have in front of you right now?
Three in front of me.
Three in front of you currently.
You've got two, four.
Five.
Yeah.
Five screens in front of me. Ian, you got how many in there? Two, three.
14.
And most forms of work, even if you're out doing even if you're doing construction, you still have your phone, and there's a lot of information that's on there. Like, almost every job right now involves a screen of some sort.
Yeah.
I can't. It's like I can't think of
even when you sit down in your car. If you buy a newer car, it has a giant screen in there. You know, so I don't know if there's really a way to solve that problem. But
LASIK,
yeah,
man.
It is causing eye problems.
I will tell you, LASIK was the best thing I've ever done.
If your eyes get messed up from staring at screens all day, does LASIK fix that?
I don't know. Like, if your eyes are straining, you know, I think there's a way to combat that into a certain point. Yeah. I know that LASIK doesn't fix, at least it didn't 10 years ago, that like as we get older, because, you know, like my mom never had to wear glasses until she turned 50.
Yeah.
You know, and then now she has to wear like reading glasses because your eye muscles just get weaker.
What if in like 50 years they realize that LASIK makes all their eyeballs fall out?
Whatever, man.
Because I'm definitely gonna be the one that like waits around the corner and be like, boo, every single time. Retribution. Like
what
for trigger?
What kind of ridiculous thing though? It takes 50 years for it to happen. I got a pretty good run out of it.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, it's pretty strong. Yeah. And finally, a woman put an octopus on her face and wound up in the hospital. She's one of these cool bloggers, right? She's like trying to eat a live octopus. It's a Washington woman, and it went pretty viral.
That was the Japanese.
That was the Japanese one.
Did you not learn? Did she not learn from her? The little tentacle shoots onto her face.
Yeah, she decided that it was an opportunity for glory, and she saw the octopus, and she grabbed it off the hook, and she took a picture. Decided to put it on her face, and sure enough, it bit down on her chin, which just sounds so awful. Also,
who bites a chin? Who throws a shoe?
An octopus bites? Like, I didn't know that octopus...
Oh, have you never seen an octopus's face?
No. Well, no. Not. I mean,
they have faces and mouths.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had teeth.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's teeth, but there's something there. So, man,
like, can you imagine being like, I got bit by an octopus, you know, like right on the chin. Like, how do you explain that to everyone going forward? Because you're now going to have a huge scar on your chin.
I mean, some people might like that idea.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, aliens are going to look like octopus. Like, that's what, like, the stuff that's deep in our sea, it's not going to look like you and me, like, oh, it's like a Vulcan slightly different ears. No, man, it's going to look like those deep-ass sea creatures. That's what aliens are going to look like, and that is scary as hell, and I bet we taste delicious.
Your eye favors chin kind of looks like an octopus, doesn't it?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
If you were a single guy,
oh my God,
that would be the place to go.
It's nothing. When we lived down in Houston, I went to a concert.
Yeah.
And it was just nothing but pent up 34-year-old blonde single moms. Cool. Thank you for making this the Know the Show today.
What's wrong with you? Wait, man, you said it.
Yeah, I did say it.
Right. Come on, man.
All right, what concert did I go to in Houston that had nothing but these? I mean, it was a country concert because that's what we were talking about. So no secret there. But what specifically was the country show that we went to? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person with the correct answer. 4-pack of tickets to Cowabunga Bay, which is pretty cool. You know, first week back to school for a lot of kids here in Las Vegas this week.
Still in the hundreds.
It's very hot outside. Yeah. But, you know, like, end of the first week of school, you can surprise them with some Cowabunga Bay passes if they didn't already get expelled, you know. Yeah, nice little, good for you.
You didn't get expelled the first week?
The first week.
Good job, kids.
Yeah, good for you. Okay. You nailed it. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, the correct answer is?
Dixie Chicks.
I've seen that movie.
The things that we do for the ones we love. Just to give you an idea of like how much Houston hates Dallas, but Dallas doesn't care about Houston at all, which is just one of those weird city dynamics. The Dixie Chicks were on stage, and they're from Texas. Mm-hmm. So like you'd think that they would obviously play all over Texas, but they get up on stage like, oh, I hope everyone's having a great time. And we were in Dallas last night. Like everyone got together before the show, boo, and discussed that they were all going to boo as soon as anyone said the word Dallas. And they were just like, hey, we love everyone in Texas. It's a smattering of boos and applause. And off they went. That was a decent show, I guess. Would you go to a concert? Like, would you go to a Chicks concert with your wife if she wanted to?
If she wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the things you do for love. It's like this dumb stuff she does for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about a give and take. But like we said, if we were single men, That would be the that's fishing.
I get why
fishing.
Dudes go to country shows.
I would buy me some gator skin boots.
Oh man, I could see it.
Get the one of those like shirts that has some logos on them.
Yeah, bolo tie.
Yeah, bolo uh-huh. tie and an expensive ass Stenson.
Uh huh. And you still wouldn't get laid.
That's true.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.